Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, hour two with Rupp and Suk. Hope you're having a good day. A little wet out there.
Yes, it is. Although it's supposed to dry up.
What do you mean? When? Tomorrow?
Later today. I was looking at I had a buddy of mine that was playing golf, and he showed me the radar, at least over in the Couve. And he said like around 3, it was supposed to supposed to dry out.
All right. Well, that's good. Especially if you're out there on the golf course.
Yeah. Yeah, he was teeing off. I was like, you're teeing off? Because it was just coming down. And he was like, I looked at the radar. It's supposed to get a little better.
So as a couple of you have pointed out, the whole M-bation thing with Jeffrey Toobin, that's not even the worst thing he did.
The Mbop?
The worst thing he did, and we talked about this when this first went down, but
oh yeah,
he was the one who he cheated on his wife mm-hmm. with someone and got her pregnant and then tried to force her into an abortion.
Exactly.
So he should be apologizing for that.
Exactly. And is he in therapy and going to the food bank for that? How does that work?
Still at the food bank.
Still
volunteering.
I think the other one, the pregnancy, that was after 9/11. It was many years ago. He was very emotional. You know, he can't be held accountable. Mm. So for people saying he's back on TV, he was fired from his print job. But yes, CNN let him back on. And that's mm-hmm. up for you to decide whether or not he deserves it. A second chance or not, but
well, it is a decent question. Somebody asked, is there a shortage of legal analysts in the country?
Either that, or I don't know if he's good. I
don't know.
I have no idea how any of that works, but you know, at the end of the day, the guy's a creepy dude. Make no mistake about it, but I don't know what he did. I think what he did, like you said, with the mistress and the pregnancy is way worse than, you know, what he did on camera.
So now to Bo Schembechler for a brighter story. Jesus.
Yeah. I know, we're just a bag of sunshine right now, huh?
This is wild if you haven't read this, but Bo Schembechler, the former Michigan coach.
Super dead.
Yeah, long dead, but he was a great coach. Mm-hmm. You always hear about him back when Michigan was good. And he had 3 adopted sons. Yeah. He had biological sons with his second wife, but with his first wife, they adopted 3. And one of the adopted sons, who is now 62, his name is Matt, mm-hmm. and he does go by Schembechler, Matt Schembechler. He had a press conference the other day and dropped a bit of a bombshell on everyone. This was already out there, but he finally decided to come forward and talk about it. And it was that the Michigan team doctor under Schembechler, a guy by the name of Robert Anderson.
And this was back in the
60s.
Late, yeah.
It went on for a long time.
It went on for a long time because these two guys, the players that came out in kind of defense, because we had a couple former players that come out in defense of the Sun, it was like in the late 70s, early 80s. So this went on a long, long time.
Yeah, they never fired him. Yeah. Much like the situation at Ohio State, mm-hmm. much like the situation at Michigan State.
Yep.
What is it with Big Ten team doctors?
I don't know.
Jesus. But anyway, Schembechler claims that Robert Anderson molested him and many others. Other athletes have corroborated that he was a molester.
Yeah.
He was the team doctor. And Matt Schembechler has gone on to say that Bo, who he did not have a good relationship with,
knew about it.
Bo knew. And when Matt told Bo about it back when it first happened, Bo Schembechler got violent on him and hit him, punched him. And also, I think punched his mom. And he is claiming that Bo knew about it and he looked the other way about it because he controlled the doctor for keeping his players on the field. Like, so Schembechler controlled everything, obviously. And that's not a leap, right? To say that, that a guy like that would be a control freak. Mm-hmm. And his team doctor, he wanted to have in his hip pocket so he could get players who were hurt cleared to play. Yeah. So he knew what Robert Anderson was doing, even to his own adopted son. And he beat Matt up, at least according to Matt.
And yeah, he did
when he was told about it.
And he did put his hands on his wife. I don't remember the exact details of it, but yes, he did claim that he put his hands on his wife as well because she was obviously trying to defend.
He also says that Bo would threaten to send them to Anderson if they acted up. Like, how effed up is that?
It's the if these details are correct, it is absolutely horrific. Now, the doctor, he died in the early 2000s before any of this was widespread. So these allegations didn't really go public until after he died. And then Schembechler also died many, many years ago. So
did the AD who kept him around.
Yeah, like everyone.
They're all dead.
Everyone here that was involved in this, other than the victims, are past. So, and there has been some stuff that kind of went through court and kind of got thrown out. And he obviously denied this. So, like, I tend to believe the victims here, but it's hard because no one's around to defend themselves. No one's around to.
Well, there are people defending Bo.
Yes.
He has his biological family says that there's no way Bo Schembechler ever knew about what Anderson was doing. And if he did, he would have done something.
Yeah.
But Matt says completely different. So it's a, you know.
Yeah, he said, the Bo I knew, and this is his biological son, the Bo I knew would have taken care of it and found another doctor. It would have been that easy. Yeah, none of us were in that room when those players were talking to Bo. I mean, so that's why I'm saying it's tough. I don't know what to do with
it. Well, there's nothing to do with it. It's just, you know, to the victims and Matt, you know, that's a lot of courage to come out. I mean, at this point, you know, maybe harder back then, but he said he did it now because it's finally time to, you know, he's seen these stories in the media about the Ohio State doctor and the Michigan State doctor. And wasn't there a USC doctor doing this too?
Yeah, well, there was a USC doctor. They had to settle that for like $200 million. But I think that might have, I don't even think that was in the athletic department. I think that was just a doctor on campus.
So he said he just doesn't want this to happen to more people. And he knows it goes on and people sweep it under the rug and look the other way. And so I mean, there's nothing to do with it, but they're long gone. Yeah. It's just,
we do know that
unfortunate.
We do know that the doctor was abusing people. It went on for a long time, which is why ultimately I tend to believe the victims.
Well, yeah,
I have a hard time believing that Bo Schembechler, just like I have a hard time believing Joe Paterno or anyone else that's involved in anything, didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, it sheds a light on I think the biggest thing is it sheds a light on a mentality that must go away.
Yep.
And it has slowly been, but it still permeates.
It's still,
you know,
absolutely.
This Bo Schembechler mentality.
Yep. Protect the program at all costs. There's a Netflix documentary. I want to say it's like, it's called the Athlete Zero or something. And it's about the Larry Nassar. Isn't that his name? Larry Nassar?
Mm-hmm. He's in prison now.
Yeah, he's in prison at Michigan State and then with the U.S. Olympic team. And if you ever want to just be sickened and outraged, dude, there were so many people, both at Michigan State and with USA Gymnastics, that came forward for years. And that guy was still allowed to do it. In fact, there was just a settlement like a week ago with the U.S. Water polo.
Yeah,
they settled for like $14 million.
Well, you have all the gymnastics stuff too.
Yeah, and so
outside of Nassar,
this is so prevalent. It's amazing. And every time I read the details of this, the first thought I have is how on God's green earth did they get away with this when people continue to report it? And the answer is don't hurt the program, protect it at all cost. And until that shield is torn down and guys or gals their well-being and the innocence of people is put above a stupid athletic program, you're going to continue to have this. And that's the sad part is, if you believe the victims here, this doctor did it because he knew that he had the backing of the most powerful man on campus and probably felt absolutely emboldened to continue to do it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, Hardy in the news is coming up next. Guess what happened on the first North American cruise post-Pandy?
I can take a wild guess.
Yeah, what's your guess?
Well, my guess is that
and
either
then I'll tell you.
The ship was disabled and got stuck, or a nice COVID outbreak.
Two COVIDs.
Oh, there you go.
We got some COVIDs.
Hey, only two, though?
Well, yeah, they were all vaxxed, though.
Oh, okay. So just kind of the breakthrough cases.
Two of them.
Yeah.
I don't really know why it's a story, but.
Yeah. You know, I am amazed that, you know, people haven't grasped the concept that, like, when they say a vaccine is 95 or 96% effective.
Right.
There will be people that still get it.
Wouldn't two actually be good news? Because I'm sure there are more than 100 people on the cruise, right?
Oh, yeah, probably thousands.
Okay, so if it's, what is it, 5 out of 100?
Yeah.
Is that what the number is?
5 out of 100.
Or how many out of 100 get COVID? Well, 100 people who are vaxxed.
Well, if you figure it's about a 95 or 96%, it'd be five people.
Well, there you go, Only two got it.
And they do tell you that the vast majority of those people that do have breakthrough cases, that is very mild or even asymptomatic.
But it's a big story. Big headline.
And I did see, too, for the people that are like, people are dying still with it. I read an article the other day that said the average age of the people that are dying, even after getting the vaccine, the breakthrough cases that are passing away, I believe, is 82 years of age.
Yeah. So the olds.
Yes. If you're old and you do have a comorbidity and, you know, you have a breakthrough case, you're in some trouble.
I have the odds on the 4 NBA coaching vacancies from betonline.ag, if you'd like.
Okay.
Including the Zers. Now, these are ever-changing.
Yeah.
But, and I don't really know how they come up with these. I think they're just fun things for people to bet on.
Probably.
For some reason, Chauncey Billups is the odds-on favorite for the Blazers. He's been mentioned a lot, but...
Yeah, but he's been mentioned a bunch with a handful of other teams. I guess Boston is interested in him, too.
I mean, if you know the Blazers, you know there is no favorite right now. They're going to go through their whole process. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have guys that they're like, oh, I really want to interview this guy or that guy, but come on.
Well, I got to believe that the GM bro, when he knew he was canning Terry Stotts for quite some time. I'm sure he has a big list, but I guarantee he's got a shorter list of people that he is particularly high on.
Billups, 2-1. Sam Cassell is second on the Blazers list.
Yeah.
4-1.
I didn't really know a whole lot about old Sam Cassell, but I've seen, again, his name pop up on a number of coaching searches as well.
Dave Yeager, 6-1.
Yeah, and that's...
Boy, that would be... If they hired Dave Yeager, get out of here. Seriously. Are you going to come on here and be like, oh, great hire?
Yeah!
Really?
I am going to, just to piss you off.
And then Juwan Howard, 6-1, who's already said he doesn't want to coach in the NBA. But
yeah, Howard said no. He's got a great situation there at Michigan.
Pacers need a coach. You know who their favorite is? Odds on favorite is for that job?
I'm going to go with the Terror Bear.
Terry freaking Stotts.
Yes.
1.5-1.
You know, if you're the Pacers, like you fire Nate McMullen, and now the man's down there in Atlanta doing a hell of a job. You bring in a guy, and you get rid of him after a year, and now you're... You know, that little egg on your own face for
Yeah, they made a bad
maybe getting rid of Sarge.
But you know what? Pritchard, unlike Olshay, is honest. Pritchard, did you hear what he said about that?
I did not.
Kevin Pritchard, who is still the GM or maybe president at Indiana,
yeah,
came out and said, look, this one is completely on us. We have to be better.
Yeah, we botched it.
He's well, like, we hired a guy that didn't work, and yeah, we should have been better than that.
Look at
See,
that.
That's how it's handled.
Accountability.
Yeah,
look figure.
He probably still works at the food bank, too.
Absolutely.
D'Antoni is next on the Pacers list. I think that'd be a great hire for Indiana. And then Becky Hammon.
Yeah, I wonder if Becky, so there, you said there's four openings, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if Bex is, it's only a matter of time before she gets a job, right? She
I don't know. You know, there's another woman who is on, who actually has better odds than her.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Carol Lawson.
I don't know who Carol Lawson is. Should I?
Well, I mean,
do you know who Carol
Lawson
is?
You're a sports talk show host.
Well, I didn't know how many people Doc Harris Stadium held either.
Duke's coach. At least I think. Women's coach. She is third on the Celtics list.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Duke women's coach.
Yep.
Has,
6-1.
Isn't she used to be an ESPN analyst?
Sure.
So, yeah. So she has better odds than Becky Hammon?
About the same, actually. Hammond 6-1 for the Pacers job. Carol Lawson 6-1 for the Celtics job.
Okay. Only 40 years of old, or 40 years of age, old Carol.
Carol Lawson.
Yeah.
Celtics favorite, Ime Udoka.
Okay. Well, that's kind
of former Blazer.
Yeah.
Great. Ime Udoka. Portland State, great.
There you go.
5.5-1. And then the favorite for the Magic job is Sam Cassell, followed by Terry Stotts.
So again,
same names.
Stotts will, yeah, same names. Stotts will be employed very, very soon.
See, to me, Stotts fits with the Magic. I think Indiana should hire D'Antoni.
Well, it'd be an interesting fit because Indiana has a couple of really nice defensive players already. And then you add in a guy that can throw some offensive mix into that. Be very intrigued by what he could do there in Indiana.
Who are the Blazers going to hire? Go.
Chauncey Billups.
You think so?
I think so. Everyone seems to, even though it was so odd, because originally I kind of rolled my eyes at that, because I'm like, if you listen to the GM bro, he talked about he wants experience and someone that's
bro,
been at a certain benchmark. And Chauncey Billups has been an assistant coach for 1 year.
Guys, move on.
But it is the guy that the Dame said. Well, he said Jason Kidd, and if not, Chauncey Billups. And everyone seems to think that that is the guy on their list, which would indicate Chauncey Billups, because there's not another candidate on there that makes a lot of sense. So you're like, well, that's a great fit. But the thing that kind of gives me pause about that is, if you're going to give the GM bro one thing, that guy plays everything close to the vest. There are not a lot of leaks coming out of there. So maybe all this Chauncey Billups crap is just hot air, and that Neil's got someone that he likes that's just kind of maybe off the radar a bit. But none of those guys really seem to fit the bill of what he was talking about.
All right. Up next, it is time for a Friday edition of In the News. Here's my what?
A hearty edition. You promised.
Hearty. Yeah, it's hearty. I got a lot of here.
I'm ready for
it. Complete with audio.
Ooh, I have see, audio. That is hearty. That's a meaty stew.
Here's Mike.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. We are careening toward the Hot 5 at 5, which is very hot today. Too hot to touch, really. Joey Harrington will be on at 5:30. Full club tonight. Let's go. It's Friday.
I do love, by the way, when like we say Nate McMullen and someone's like, did you just call him Nate McMullen? Yes. Yes, we did.
It's McMillan, you idiot.
I love those people.
Are you a sports radio host?
Yeah, how do you even?
They are my favorite.
You host a show in the town where he was a coach and you don't know his name.
How do you not know how many people can fit into
Doc Harris
Stadium?
How do you not know how that works?
I don't know, man. You know, I'm just
what freaking Texans doing?
I was about to say that.
I'm just enjoying the Willamette River out here, and you know, me and Nate McMullen share a love of the outdoors.
Some people just don't get
it. Used to love Marcus Mariota.
Yes. Megan Rapinoe. I mean, it's
Tua Tagovailoa.
There's so many wonderful people out there to share this with.
It is June 11, 2021. It's time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Hello, thank you.
Megan Rapinoe.
That may still be my favorite one.
And finally, but not last, winner of the Golden Boot, the tournament's top scorer, and the Golden Ball, the best player, Megan Rapinoe.
Tagovailoa.
So many good ones.
It is Cousteau Day. I believe that is after the great Jacques Cousteau.
I think his kid's still out there getting it done.
Oh, yeah, man. He's great. Greatness.
He is on Memorial Day. Sir David Attenborough, man, myself.
Yeah, well, there was a big David Attenborough is great. Yes. He was just on 60 Minutes. Did you see that?
That was actually a piece that ran a number of months ago, and they just redid it.
Yeah, I only saw it for the first time last weekend.
Yeah, they did it kind of like towards the beginning of the pandemic.
By the way, that dude is dead on about
what we're doing,
what's happening with our oceans and climate. But
by the way, how about because I saw
he's great, but
back.
He mentioned Jacques Cousteau as like one of his like
got him into it.
Yeah.
How about young David Attenborough kind of being dreamy?
That he was a hunk.
That dude was a bohunk.
Not so much now, but
well, he's like 90 or something.
Is he that old?
He's really old.
He's a sharp man.
But I will tell you what: if you had to take a life to live,
whoa. I will take no one's life.
No, no, no. I'm saying you had to switch places with someone. Yeah, he's 95. Hmm. David Attenborough.
Wow, really?
Yes. You know, and I get money and all that, but David Attenborough's fine. You know, because people be like, oh, Bezos. Like, it's not, it can't all be about money. If I had to go back and say I get to live someone's life, I may pick David Attenborough.
Really?
You look back at what that guy has got. When they showed that piece, and the what he's seen in the world when he saw it, the true wilds, that guy's been to every continent and what he's seen and the work he's done, and he gets to live to 95 and he's still doing what he loves. That's one of the best lives that I can think of. I admire the hell out of that guy. And when they lay him in the ground, he didn't get cheated. He got the most out of this thing.
It is also National Making Life Beautiful Day. So
as David Attenborough is prone to do.
Do that. Oregon's statewide vaccination rate is now at 67%.
So we're 3% away from just saying
yes. We need about 93,000 more people to get vaccinated to reach 70%.
Or much like when we were at like 14.8 or whatever, and she just was like, yeah, close enough. Can we? 3%?
Yeah, 3%. Check your phones, Washingtonians.
I got it right here. What am I doing?
There are more than 100 unclaimed vaccine lottery prizes. They already did their first drawing up there. Oh. Seahawks and Mariners tickets, Xboxes, Nintendo Switches, all among unclaimed prizes from Washington's first vaccine lottery.
I think I got vaccinated before all that.
Well, I don't think it matters, does it?
Doesn't matter?
I think if you're vaccinated and there's proof of that with the state, I think you're in the random drawing.
How do I check to see if if I won Mariner tickets?
It'll be one of those text that you think is spam.
Nigerian prince.
From some strange number. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you won. Like, no, I didn't.
I didn't win anything.
Don't click the link. You know, but in this instance, you should.
You know what I won? Not getting COVID.
129 of the 248 merchandise prizes have been claimed, in addition to a $250,000 cash prize. Some guy named Lance.
Oh, way to go, Lance.
Won that.
High five, buddy.
Yeah. So, right. Check your phone. You might have won something up there.
I did not.
Not Oregon. This is just Washington.
I do read my texts from time to time. I don't answer them all. But, yeah.
You have 72 hours to respond after initially being contacted.
Oh, okay. And then they just go to the next person?
Sure. I mean, at least I hope so.
Nick's droid up or someone just pockets that. And's like, well, that's
maybe,
my...
Maybe the governor, Inslee, just grabs an Xbox.
He's like, that's my Xbox now. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mike Nierman. Remember him?
Mike Nierman. I don't know.
You should know.
Should I know?
Who's We've Mike talked Nierman? About Mike Nierman a lot here.
Refresh my memory, because I'm guessing I remember him, just not his name.
He is the representative down at down in Salem.
Oh, he's the guy that let him in.
Who let all the citizens
sure
into the state capitol in December. Yeah. So remember, he was being defiant and saying he would not leave. They requested he step down.
He said no.
And he's like, no.
I did see, I read an article today saying that when that happened, old Lars, Lars Larson, was making the argument, why should he step down? That's a publicly owned building that we're allowed to go into whenever we want. That man did nothing wrong. Oh, Lars.
Yeah, I'm going to play for you Nierman's speech today. It's only about a minute and a half.
He's still trying to go out on a shield.
Well, they voted him out, so he has been expelled. The Oregon House voted 59-1. So they all voted, except for him. He was the one, which is a stunner.
Yeah.
They all voted him out of office, so he is gone, effective immediately. In 160 years, he now has the dubious distinction of being the only member expelled.
Congratulations.
Here is what he said before they...
heave-hoed him.
Before they threw him out on his ass.
You may not believe the Capitol should be open to the citizens of this state during this session. You might believe that a big screen TV on the front steps makes it open, or virtual meetings, even though not everyone has internet, which is why we have to raise taxes so that everyone can have broadband, but I guess people who don't have broadband won't be able to participate in the virtual sessions. I guess they can go down to their library and get it on the internet there, but I forgot their library's closed, but I digress. Now you're considering expelling a member for the first time in history, because he thinks that people should have access to their capital, especially during session. I think that the citizens of Oregon should be able to instruct their representatives. I think people from interest groups and industries should be able to apply to the legislature for redress of grievances, in person, in the building. It's June 10th, and we're 3 weeks from the end of session, and the building is still closed to the public. After this session, we're all going to go out to dinner or stop at the grocery store, or maybe tomorrow we'll shop and buy clothes or get our oil changed, because all these places are open, but not this building. You can let this be tried in the media and come down to summary judgment on the floor like we're doing here. You can choose to skip the House Committee on Conduct and just do it now. There's no reason to hear both sides and have at least something resembling due process. The party in power doesn't have to be fair. Might makes right. So if that's what you want to do, let's do what the people have sent us here to do. Let's decide. That's what we do. We're deciders. Let's decide, and let's do it in front of the people. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
I guess you're going out as a martyr.
Well,
you know what, Rob? Wanted those people to be part of the process.
Isn't it due process, though, if, like, his own colleagues are voting him out?
Yes.
Like,
this kind of is due.
Universal. Like, they're all voting. Like, if they didn't think you should be expelled, they're, you know, they're not going to vote for it. Idiot. And by the way, is that the biggest mischaracterization of all mischaracterizations? That he was just opening the doors to let the citizens into a public building to instruct the...
It's publicly owned. We all have a right.
They should be allowed to come in when we're in session.
That's right.
To in voice person. Their displeasure.
Yes.
Except that they were several of them were armed and violent. Yeah. But Man.
Nuance, man. Nuance.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
The the finer details. Let's not get into those.
Like, or just lying, you know.
Well, you call it lying, I call it nuance. Come on!
He faces two misdemeanor criminal charges as well. And Mr. Neerman says that he will seek a trial by jury, which ought to be,
yeah, it ought to be fun.
Fascinating. We'll cover that here for
you're
you.
You're in some trouble, my man.
Guess what happened on the first North American cruise post-Pandy?
I'm guessing some COVID.
We've already talked about this.
Show me COVID.
Two COVIDs. Two people test positive, and the world gasps collectively.
Really? I mean, there will be. The idea that the vaccine has somehow eradicated COVID,
they were all vaccinated.
Yeah, I still don't understand. Again.
So what doctors are saying, but why should we listen to doctors?
Yeah.
But bear with me. If you think doctors know what they're talking about,
yeah,
what they're saying is this is actually amazing that only two people got it and there was no spread. They were in close contact, those two people.
Yeah.
They were probably doing it. There was no spread on the close quarters of a cruise ship. That is actually amazing. That's what the doctors are saying. But who believes doctors?
Well, very few people anymore. Because we have Facebook and we have...
Exactly. Doctors are fake news. I'm going straight to Facebook.
Internet.
This is outrageous.
My cousin Rich, who works down at Xfinity, that's where I get my medical science from. I don't know where you, getting yours from, doctors.
Hey, would you...
Why is it that we can't grasp the fact that if a vaccine is 95 or 96% effective, there will be cases. There will be breakthrough cases.
Hey, shut up.
What?
Hey, would you now like Oregonians?
No, yes.
Oregonians?
Maybe.
Would you like them to be able to pitch tents on all public lands?
Oh, geez, I saw this.
Would you like that?
No. No, I would not. I did get a great photo today on my way in at a stoplight. And
Do not show me nudity.
No. This guy's setup is right here. It was right off the freeway entrance ramp. It was kind of nice. He's got several potted plants.
Oh, cool.
Couple tiki torches. He set up a nice shrubbery fence. He's got, looks here to be six shopping carts. And he's even a laundry line. And he set a nice outdoor table complete with flowers in the middle of it.
Looks like a nice little campground.
Yeah.
I pitched tents in the trees.
Yes. You know, it was actually, I really thought the tiki torches and the trash can with trash in it, it was one of the nicer setups that I've seen.
We'll get to that next on In the News on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Ah! All right, we have time for one more story here on In the News for June 11th, and it is one regarding a very hot-button topic around here.
Yeah, this is as dumb, let me just say on record, this is as dumb to me as the idea that old Wheeler had. I guess it was Sam Adams and Wheeler, where they were going to move the homeless off of the city streets and just move them onto the streets in existing neighborhoods.
You say were. I think that's what they are trying to do.
Unfreaking believable.
Oregon, homeless, by the way, is what we're talking about.
Houseless?
Houselessness is a problem here. Oregon communities must rewrite local rules to allow Oregonians to sit, lie, sleep, and keep warm and dry on public property in most circumstances. This is House Bill 3115. It passed the Senate on Wednesday afternoon and is headed to Governor Kate Brown's desk. It is a response to a 2018 landmark houselessness case that impacted most Western states with an intent to better support individuals experiencing homelessness.
Wow. I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore. So we've just accepted the fact that, well, you know what? You just go wherever the hell you want. Just there's no rules. You just whatever you want. Take whatever you want. Lay down wherever you want. Set up camp wherever you want. I do not get how we have developed such a lack of balls and common understanding when it comes to this.
I don't really understand this piece of legislation in the sense that, like, it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't solve anything, right? It's like,
yeah. You just,
what are we doing? Why is this even a thing?
Like, I don't know.
Look, if somebody's homeless, they have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So why does it, like, so I don't know.
Basically what you're saying is that if you do set up your shop there, we have no recourse. As long as it's public land, there's nothing we can do about it. That, to me, is what this signals. And maybe I'm wrong, but that's how I read it. And I just do not understand. I just don't understand what we're doing. Well, someone please explain it to me.
I just think we should be focusing on the problem and trying to get fewer people to be homeless.
Yeah.
As opposed to dictating where, like, it just seems to me a waste of time, like, where they can and can't.
Yeah.
They're going to be somewhere, whether it's a place they can or can't. Let's solve the problem, not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just seems like a waste of time to me. But what the hell do I know? I'm just a moron on the radio.
True.
Very true.
I just think we lack any sort of common sense. And I get that there are people and there needs to be some compassion and some love there. But at the same time, shouldn't there be some compassion and love for people that are forced to deal with the ramifications of this as well?
When you were in other countries, when you were traveling around,
yeah,
did you see homeless?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. And I was really stunned, particularly in Italy, where it wasn't widespread, but you did see it in some of the cities.
Yeah.
And it was amazing how different it was there. You know?
Like
they're just sitting there, like, reading books.
Yeah.
And, like, they look like a person who had a home. That sounds terrible, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they just look like everyday people who really are that night without a home.
Sure.
And they have their possessions and belongings, and it's all, you know what I mean? All organized. They're sitting there, like, reading books and talking to you and, like, look, here's my sitch. Whereas ours is just, well, it's so much.
If you go around,
so many drugs and that's
all on
mental health issues.
My first thing is I've said this before. I don't understand why we can't start trying to separate those that have fallen on hard times versus those that are making, even if it's because of addiction or mental illness or whatever, you're still making a choice to live that life versus the people that, like you said, COVID, we've lost a job, we're living paycheck to paycheck, we don't want to be here. I actively want to try to get out of the situation versus the guy that you walk up on in the burnt out RV that's sticking a needle in his arm every night. Why can't we start trying to separate those two and say these are two different courses of action that we need to take?
Because that would require too much common sense, Jason.
There you go.
I think they're trying. Look, it's a complicated issue. It
really
is.
And I'm not saying it's easy, but I just feel like we have botched this, and a lot of major cities have. Again, it's not just an
our problem.
Well,
maybe they should put Lars Larson in charge.
Oh, that'll go well.
Maybe Lars and Nierman can be our two-man task force.
Yeah.
You think they'll solve it?
I guarantee they will. It would shock and awe you some of the solutions they came up with, but something tells me they'd have ideas.
All right, that is in the news. June 11th, 2021. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. Oregon State has landed a new quarterback. Joe Harrington next hour as well on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.